time for our Shire whip around. We're off to Mount Alexander Shire, as we do on a Tuesday around this time. Darren Fuzzard is the CEO. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
Now tell me, a housing and neighbourhood character strategy. What does this mean?
Yeah, right. Thanks, Robbo. And should point out that this is something that we're in the process of getting developed, and it's going to focus particularly on Castlemaine, Campbell's Creek and Tewton. And what it's trying to do, Robbo, is encourage residential development in a way that respects the existing neighbourhood character of Castlemaine, Campbell's Creek and Tewton, that respects the heritage and also considers the environment when we are looking at having further development happening in those areas. So it is, from our point of view, Robbo, it's a really important bit of work, but it's just one part of a bigger effort that we're making to increase housing options for people in our community. And we know there's a lot of passionate people in the community who want to do what they can to help also. So we would like to get some people participating in developing that strategy. So we've got an expression of interest process happening now for community members. And we're looking for up to 5 residents who've really got a strong local knowledge of Castlemaine, Campbell's Creek and Tewton, people who can present a broad and diverse range of views, who can contribute meaningfully to meetings in a fair and unbiased way, and critically to commit to the 2-year term of the project. And Robbo, we know we've got the capability and the passion out there in our community, and we're hoping that there's also enough time in people's lives to help out with that really important project so that we can make sure that we get it done right. So if that sounds of interest to people, they can find out more about it on our Shape Mount Alexander website, which is shape.mountalexander.vic.gov.au. Love to get some people involved in that one.
Yeah. So the long weekend here, you beauty, I'd sort of almost forgotten about it, and then I got really excited. Yes! Although some of us still have to work, but anyway. What is on this long weekend in the Shire?
Yes, you are a trooper, Robbo. Thank you. We've got lots going on down here, as always. So just a few things happening. The Malden Swap Meet is on this Sunday. Malden Racecourse Reserve starts at 7 a.m. So if you are into antiques, you better get there. And I understand the recommendation is get there early because things go quickly. So that's out at Malden. As mentioned in your news as well, Robbo, for the art collectors, the 33rd Rotary Art Show is on at the Castlemaine Town Hall. That goes from this Friday through to the Monday. Really great exhibition. You can get a look at a lot of local art and buy some for your collection if you want to. It's also a really important event for our great Rotary group here. All of the money that they raise goes straight back into the community to support other initiatives for our community. So help support them if you can. We've also got a new artist showcasing her work in the foyer of the Fee Broadway Theatre in Castlemaine, Robbo. Jennifer Sharp's her name. She's a woven tapestry artist, and her work's been inspired by life experiences as well as Australian flora and fauna. And we're going to have her work in the foyer for all of June. Recommend people get down to that. And a really big one is for music lovers, the highly anticipated Castlemaine Jazz Festival is back on. It is one of our most loved events of the year, Robbo, and they've had a year off, like a lot of other things, but they're back, and we'll see lots of great artists around Castlemaine in venues like Theatre Royal, the Bowls Club, and the Fee Broadway Theatre. So if you're into the jazz, make sure you come to Mount Alexander Shire this long weekend and have a look on Castlemaine Jazz Festival's website, which is Castlemaine Jazz Festival, all one word, .com.au, and you can see who's performing and also get your tickets.
Okay, yeah, I was a bit confused there for a minute because you said music lovers and then you said jazz. And anyway.
Not everybody's taste, Robbo, that is true.
No, that's very true.
Lots of people around here love us.
Yep, indeed, indeed. And finally, fire safety in the home. We actually spoke to Kimberly from the CFA a week or so back about just the fact that so many fires actually start in the home and in particular the kitchen as well.
Yeah, that's right, Robert. And really, that's why we mention it, is we just want to add our voice to the great advice that you and the CFA have been putting out about. Just make sure that you do have a look at your chimneys and your flues as well. Make sure they get cleaned regularly, and also that your heaters have been installed, they're maintained, and they operate and are being operated according to the instructions. And gas heaters particularly, they do have to have regular maintenance to prevent accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. And we just had ours done not long ago, Robbo. It doesn't hurt, it doesn't take long, and makes you feel good to know that it's working right afterwards, I must say.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't you I heard about the other day. Was it you telling me when your wife left a lovely note for you saying when you get home, dinner's all ready, oven's even turned on, all you have to do is light it? No, that wasn't...
My wife would never say that, Robbo. No.
All right. Good going. All right, mate. Hey, good to chat, and have yourself a great week. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Robbo.
See you, mate. All the best.